Hello, and welcome to the Swordfish Survival Podcast. On this show, we will indeed talk about things related to survival situations and what to do in those scenarios, but also we will be hitting on topics that relate to other people's situations, such as leadership, relationships, time management, and other aspects of what makes a person's life go from status quo to status quo. So stay tuned for future episodes as we bring on guests from all walks of life on the Swordfish Survival Podcast. Welcome to the first episode of Swordfish Survival. This is your boy Swordfish. I will start this podcast by saying I am not a subject matter expert on a lot of things. I speak from experience on things that I've either dealt with in my past, dealing with in my present, or I'd like to think that I can prepare for in my future. Today, the first episode is going to be entitled The Accountability Mirror. I came across this topic of conversation by hearing about a Navy SEAL turned author called David Goggins. He's the author of a book called Can't Hurt Me. Basically, he goes through his book giving life experience examples about things that he's dealt with in his past growing up and going towards becoming a Navy SEAL. He went through Hell Week three different times and had the mindset that nothing could possibly hurt him. And one thing that he's discussed that he would look at in the mirror every morning and see who he was, see what made him who he was in that day, what made him want to pursue these different things. And the topics of conversation that I'd like to bring about today is I've done the same thing. I'll bring a level of accountability to myself, and these things are going to be from a raw, truthful perspective about what makes me me, what makes me tick, what makes me go throughout life. And first and foremost, I'd like to say that I do have three beautiful children. I have a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 4-year-old. They're the reason why I get up each and every day and do what I do. I like to think that I try to put in the hard work harder than anyone else in that regard for them so they can have what they need, have what they want at times, you know, just to be a good dad. At the end of the day, I want to be a great father and be a good father figure, be a good role model. So I like to hold myself accountable, and maybe we need to look at each other, and we need to hold ourselves accountable. The first topic I'd like to talk about is anger. Everybody has anger at items or at people at certain times, but I've dealt with this a lot in my past without going into too much detail. I'm not proud of some of the things that I've done in my past, and I'm not proud of how some of my family situations have turned out, but they made me who I am today. And I've dealt with that, talking to different people, whether it's going through counseling, talking with people and friends, talking with my family members about how I felt about certain things in life. But anger was one thing that held me back in a lot of ways, and learning to deal with that anger in very healthy manners is allowing me to move forward in my personal life, my social life, my professional life. I'd like to think that if somebody deals with that as a primary hindrance to their life, look to get help. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Anger is a very hindering character trait, and at times can cause people to not want to be around you. It could cause people to simply not want to have anything to do with you. It will affect the relationships you have with people. It will affect relationships you have with a potential spouse, friends, or even on the job. So anger is one point of the accountability mirror that I'd like to think that I'm continuing to work on and continuing to get better at. Next would be loneliness. And for those of you who know me, know that I'm a very social person. I like to talk with people, hang out, do things inside and outside the house. I'm a very outgoing, extroverted individual, but one may ask, how does someone so outgoing and so active become lonely? Loneliness is, at times, can be a state of mind. This can happen in a room full of people. It could happen at a concert. It could happen at a social event where you are surrounded by literally 40, 50, 60 people, but just because you're in the presence of those people don't mean that you're enjoying yourself. There could be things in your life that cause you to feel lonely. It could cause you to feel completely empty on the inside. There's been situations that I'm not proud of that at times have made me feel lonely. And, you know, just digging deep down into who I am today, I'm not proud of situations that led to my divorce. I am a divorced 33-year-old man, a father of three children, and sometimes life sucks, just to be honest. There are circumstances that take place that cause people to get divorced, and other situations that cause worse things. There are worse things than divorce. I got used to coming home to my children and my wife each day, and at times I took them for granted. And now the situations that came about to cause me to become divorced, this is a byproduct of that. I now, at times, I feel lonely, plain and simple. And, you know, to keep my mind occupied or to keep busy with work or extracurricular activities, I am also a volunteer firefighter, and that helps me pass the time. And helping do good for others allows me to try to feel good about myself at times. I also have a character trait that I'm afraid to fail. I'm not afraid to try things, but I'm definitely afraid to fail. Everything I touch has to be gold when I'm done with it. If my name is tied to it, I want it to be golden. I want it to be done. I want it to be perfect, as perfect as can be. When I was in high school, I took some of the toughest courses that were available, dual enrollment classes, and I was able to graduate with honors from high school and college and get my bachelor's degree in computer science, focused in cybersecurity. And I tried to graduate at the top of my class. I was able to graduate with high honors and get a diploma that said that. I was proud of that. And I apply that work ethic each and every day of the job that I do. I'm in information technology in the healthcare industry. And that using that technology, using the things that I've learned in my life, using the work ethic that I have gained, allows me to succeed. And once you find your forte, once you find something that you're good at, once you find your passion, you're never going to work a day in your life. And being able to do this and be good at it allows me not to fail at times. There are going to be times where I don't know how to do something, or if I need to ask someone how to do something, that's not failure. But I do have that fear that if I don't know how to do something, or somebody that's going to come along and be better than me, that to me in myself is failure. I don't want to fail. And nobody in their own right, in the normal mindset, wants to fail. But people at times, they give up trying. They give up the aspect of, well, somebody else is going to do it. I'm not going to have to worry about it. That's not true. If we put forth effort, that effort will be rewarded. Now, if you need to put forth effort more than someone else to keep your job or to keep at a skill set that you have, it's highly recommended that you do that. I mean, having the aspect of failure, or fear of failure, I should say, should be a motivating factor, should drive you to want to do better, to be better than that individual. You need motivating factors in your life to give you that passion, to give you that drive, to move forward, to do better. I believe it's our generation that changes careers more than two or three generations behind us. You don't see people in our generation staying in a job 10, 15, 20 years unless, one, they're passionate about it, or two, they're constantly moving up the ladder of success. I mean, that was just a thing that happened 15, 20, 25, 30 years ago. People stayed in a career field for the sake of staying in the career field, for the sake of keeping that job. And now when our generation and generations that come after us see an opportunity, they take that opportunity. They try to capitalize on that opportunity and always keeping their eyes open for the next best thing. So that's one of the driving factors that I have. I'm always looking for an opportunity to better my situation, to better my family situation, to do good at something, to better myself and to better myself financially, better myself socially, better myself professionally. But that fear of failure is always there, that if I suck at something, you know, it's up to me to get better. No one else is going to carry that banner for me. No one else is going to be there to lift me up if I'm down necessarily. You know, you got to have that mindset that you're going to get up, get off your ass, and put in the work, plain and simple. at times there's another piece of the accountability mirror called, I like to refer to it as emotionally hidden. I don't like to wear my emotions on my sleeve. If something bothers me at a deep level, I don't really lash out. I don't really, you know, call people out. I don't really bitch about it. I emotionally shut down at times. I'm a very happy person. I don't have a reason not to be happy. I've got healthy kids. I've got a great job. I've got a great family. I've got nieces and nephews that I see on a regular basis. I've been blessed with a substantial amount of acquaintances and friends, very close friends. I have no reason not to be thankful for these things, but at times things will get me down. I'm human. I make mistakes. I do fail at times, and that can cause me to hide my emotions. I'm a deeply emotional person at times. I love to laugh, have fun, cut up, just like anyone else would. But there are times that there's things in my life that have upset me to the point where I can't talk about those scenarios. It bothers me just to talk about them. I pretty much shut down in that regard, depending on the situation. I get to a point where I just want to be left alone. Despite the fact that I don't like loneliness, sometimes that's the best medicine to get past a problem that I may be experiencing. Maybe you're the same way. Maybe you've dealt with things in your life that either you're not proud of or that you've dealt with that cause you to shut down emotionally. Find a way to deal with that problem. Find a way to talk about it. Find a way to get past it. Find a way to occupy your mind so you don't go into that rut, into that routine where you shut down emotionally. Because emotional pain can eventually lead to physical pain, cause you to not want to be around people, not to do the things you were used to doing at times. This can last for days for me sometimes. I feel at times that there isn't an emotional avenue to make it better. So some days it are easier than others. Some days it's easier to talk to somebody. Some days it's easier just to suck it up and go on like nothing's wrong. But I promise you, if you don't talk about it, if you don't get past the scenarios, if you don't get past the problems, they'll come back to haunt you. They'll hold you back from doing what you want to do or what you love to do as a hobby or as part of your profession or as being out with friends. It'll hold you back. Being reactive, that's a big one for me, especially at work, on the job. At times, there's something that comes across as very logical in the IT realm, and I like to refer to that as an if-then statement. I'm a very logical person. If something doesn't come across logical, I will question it at times. Logic is a very essential part of what I do in my day-to-day operations, but I also work in healthcare, and at times, logic does not take precedence over politics. And that's just the way the cookie crumbles, so to speak. That's the way something can get politically charged. And when you put the two together, politics and logic, they don't mesh well. They simply don't mix like water and oil. One will take precedence over the other. And at times I find myself being in a very politically charged environment where I know logic is the right answer, where I know something that can be done from a logical perspective can get a job done. But should it get the job done with higher ups, for example, if they want to make a decision to appease someone or appease a board of directors, appease a set of providers, whatever the case may be. At times I find myself very reactive to that instead of taking a more proactive approach and saying, you know, they've made this decision. Let's just go with it. See what happens. See how things come to pass as a result of someone else making that decision for me, whereas where I thought I may be in a position to make those decisions myself, not knowing what the repercussions may or may not be. So being reactive can be good, can be bad. Wearing your emotions on your sleeve at times can be bad. I mean, if you come across as someone that's butthurt, the least little thing will trigger you. The least little thing will set you off and it'll ruin your day. It'll ruin the day of those around you. It can just suck at times. So maybe you have things that you need to face in the mirror. You need to face yourself. Maybe you have anger problems. Maybe you have the fear of loneliness. You don't want to be by yourself. You don't want to be around others at times for whatever reason. Maybe you have the fear of failure. Maybe you want to succeed on all levels and all aspects of your life, but there are things that are holding you back that you need to address. You need to look yourself in the mirror that I'm going to deal with this. Maybe it's your health and fitness. Maybe it's your mindset. Maybe it's your inability to lead. Maybe it's your inability to plan or to handle things that come up in different aspects of your day. Maybe there's more work in your day and you need more day in your work. That's where time management comes in. And there's going to be so many other things on future episodes of this podcast that have helped me. So in turn, I want to use and help you. But I wanted to focus on mindset today on this first episode. If we can get our mind right, everything else will fall into place. So what things are you dealing with? What problems are you having? How can we help you?